We said, the Gemara said, that people who respect, who are the pious people, who used to spend an hour before davening, an hour davening, an hour after davening, three times a day, that means 9 hours a day they were dealing with prayer, right? So the Gemara asked, so what's with the Torah? What's with their business? What's going to be with their life? The Torah was blessed. The Torah was blessed, and the Parnassah was blessed. Everything was blessed. Yeah? So it says here like this. Umashu, Salih Abbe Chazim, Orishonim, Shtadan, Ashtamere, what we mentioned before regarding the early pious ones, that the Torah was kept. There's a few aspects. First of all, someone who merits to keep the guard the Brit and the eyes, he merits the work of Tfilah and Emuna. He merits that he has a bracha in time. What does that mean, the bracha in time? That in a little time, he merits a lot. And also, he merits to understand the Torah well, because his brain is clear, it's pure, he has a pure mind. Oh, so the light of the Torah could dwell, because the light of the Torah is a spiritual light, and only in the holy place it could dwell. So when he has filth in his head, it's hard for him to understand. If someone makes the Torah into a physical thing, not into a spiritual thing, so what happens is, it's a physical thing, it's like any other knowledge of the world, and then there's a limit of how much he can understand. And if he had put in more, so what the earliest stuff he'll forget. For example, I learned Spanish. It was very difficult for me to talk with my son in English. So I left English. And I learned Spanish well. Then I learned Yiddish and I forgot all my Spanish. Because it's secular things. So it took place. But Torah, you could learn and learn and learn. It doesn't take space because it's spiritual. Spiritual things don't take any space. So we see from here that not only there's a bracha in the learning more, right? When someone is more holy, the gam mishnah adam siyata dishmaya dorad is called limudov itkayem bedor, and not only a person has siyata dishmaya to remember his learning, right, and to hold the learning as then, not only also in quantity, and also in quality, not only quantity how much you remember, also in quality, it gets deeper and deeper the Torah that you learned, the light of the Torah, that's the light of the Torah brings it back to Hashem. Deeper and deeper. Rabbeinu writes in Torah Kuf Bet 102. How could we bring down the shefa through prayers? Because the prayers are the vessels to receive the shefa. Today, in the bachurim downstairs, where I teach in the morning, I learned in the morning. So there was a coffee and tea and sugar and milk. Everything, but there was no spoons and no cups. So I told him, "Makolepo." So he told me, "You learn from this very important thing. They from Shammai, they always give you shefa. You just have to bring the vessel with you." I said, "It's so true. It's so true. I like that very much. Yeah, it's, I mean, you're very, the Hashem is always giving us shefa. It makes vessels. So what is vessels? Rabbeinu says the vessel is the tefillah, not like the Arabs. The Arabs say." Rabbeinu said that the Klipat Ishmael is that they say everything's from Hashem. I don't have to pray about anything. Everything's from Him. Everything's okay. The Christians say that Klipat Esav is the opposite. It's not going to help if I pray. Hashem's going to listen to me? Who am I? I'm a nothing. To me, listen. They take it kitzkoni from both sides. But we say Hashem listens to everyone and He listens to our prayers. If I receive something, I say, it's not from me, it's all from Hashem. We take it from both ends. First of all, Hashem does listen. Right, we pray to Him. But after all, we say, it's not from me. It's not from my prayers, it's because of Hashem. Hashem decided to answer my prayers, but... Yeah. A person that does a lot of tefillah, he creates, he builds vessels to receive the great shefa, spiritual shefa, not only physical shefa, but spiritual shefa. And if his prayer is about learning, he builds kelim to learn. Afterwards, in a short time, what's something that if he would have not prayed, it would have taken a long time. For example, if a person prays to learn, He spends an hour there praying on his learning, and then he learns. He'll grasp his learning a lot faster than if he would spend half an hour on his learning. Because what creates the vessel for his learning is dafka the prayer. That's how they used to daven 9 hours a day, and still the Torah was kept. Why? Because they prayed on their learning. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu, the whole Torah in 40 days and 40 nights, right? David HaMelech, and the Gemara says, in one night, he learned what the Talmid Vatik, an expert Talmid, learns in 100 years. Why? Because they were all full of prayer. Moshe Rabbeinu is tefillah, and David HaMelech is tefillah, Sefer Tehillim. Right? David HaMelech said, I am prayer, I need tefillah, like Rabbeinu said himself also. על זה כותב רבינו הקדוש בתורה כ"א, which we're learning now in עמוד היומי. Oh, we just turned over to Chavet 2 days ago, but we learned to just finish כ"א in עמוד היומי, that there's a sechel, there's a certain intellect that which is called kedem, early. שזה sechel שנשפע מהירות רבה לדעת האדם. This is a sechel that comes very fast to a man's knowledge. Right? The Torah there says that it all depends on purifying and sanctifying your 7 openings, which is all in the end of Dusha. How do you do that? Only through prayer. Someone thinks he's getting anywhere without his bodhidut. I have bad news for him. He's not. Besides the fact that when someone screams to Hashem in the future, he's yelled to Hashem, he thanks Hashem for the present. Sure? So it says that he brings down to himself mochim. Besides anything, new intellect comes to him. Besides anything that a person, when someone does bodhidut on something right, in the right way, stuff that comes to a person in bodhidut, it's Ruach HaKodesh. Why do you think people like Ezra's and notice? No, it's bodhidut. You like his bodhidut? Ezra's paper that he puts out, bodhidut, it's very inspiring. Because it all came to him in Yibodidut. He didn't sit and write it. Came to him during Yibodidut, so he wrote it down. It's inspiring. It's Ruach HaKodesh, it's Hashem speaking. It's not much the level of Ruach HaKodesh. So Rav Arush always comes and says, Hashem eir belibi, Hashem enlightened my heart. What does that mean? In the field. Only in the field. He talks from the field. He never prepares a shir. He comes and it comes out from his heart. If a person thinks that if he lengthens his prayer about his learning, or b'chal lengthens his prayer, he's bitul Torah, he's blemishing in the Torah, ma pitam, he doesn't know that his prayer is building vessels for his learning. He'll learn with more cheshek, with more light, he'll be able to grasp faster, he'll have more chiyut, have less menius, he'll have a lot more siyata d'ishmaya. 70 קולות. כדי להשיג ולעמוד על אמיתת התורה הקדושה, צריכים לזכות להרבות בתפילה הקדושה. In order to merit, to reach the truth of the Torah, the depth of the truth of the Torah, the person needs to merit to do a lot of tefillah about his kedusha. Strong tefillah from the depth of his heart. The crying out of the heart. Because the Torah has two powers. The Holy Torah has two kochot. Two ways. If he merits, a person merits, it's chsam ha'chaim, it's the drug of life. And if he does not merit, it's the other side. Chas v'shalom, the learning itself, learning the Torah, could distance one from Hashem very much. Hashem erachem. Adam she'yodat kol zeh, when someone knows all this, then he comes with a different head to his learning. He brings now a mashal, a parable. It says like this. If someone knows that he has a certain disease in his keva, in his intestines, right? No, in the stomach. In the stomach. And certain things that he eats could cause him to die. And certain things which are helping him live. And now, there's a certain type of food which doesn't know if it's good or bad. He doesn't know if it's good for him or could harm him, kill him. And there's no other food. If he doesn't eat at all, he'll die, right? The person has to eat. And if he eats, he might die too. So what should he do? He can only go to the food with prayer to Hashem. Hashem, help me that this food won't harm me, or only give me life. Imagine how his prayers are going to be. If he knows this, it's only this food. It's either I don't eat anything and I die, or I eat this and maybe I live and maybe not. How will he pray before he eats this piece of whatever? That's how a person has to go to the learning Torah. If he does it the right way, it'll be a drug of life. And if not, if he doesn't do it at all, he'll definitely die. Drug of death. If he does it wrong, also a drug of death. Only if he does it right, it's a drug of life. How will he do it right? So imagine how everyone has to scream when he learns Torah. That's the reason the story about Rav Shmuel Shapira.